And God remember. 感谢主，今天金立兄让我们传讲信息，神纪念。Brother Jun translate. 梁俊雄弟兄翻译。
弟兄姊妹们，过年好
！Brother, sister, New Year's good.
新的，
Happy New Year.
因为临时抓了 Jim 来翻译，因为 Rick 改了讲员，今天本来是 Rick 应该讲的。
Well, we temporarily changed the preacher all of a sudden, so we changed. Brother Kate came along.
新来的一年是中国的牛年。
The new year that coming is the year of bull.
许多的人他们就怀着一个希望，希望这个牛年能给带给他们财富。
Many people hoping that in this new year that they can bring them financial boom because of the year of the bull.
我们想起那个华尔街那个 Mary Lynch 前面的那一头大牛，现在不知道能到底能带给多少人盼望。
Well, when we think about the bull in the Wall Street, now we can think of what kind of hope can bring to them.
当然，神给我们的恩典不但是属灵的，也包括我们物质上的丰富。
Of course, the grace of God is given to us is not just spiritual, but it's also worldly as well.
可是我们如果把这些财富当作我们的神的话，那我们会遭到咒诅。
But if we look at all this worldly blessing as our God, then we lost the point.
在圣经里面，关于牛的观念是什么呢？
In the Bible, what did God talk about the bull?
圣经里面讲到牛是祭司为着我们的罪献祭的时候要摆上的祭物。
In the Bible, the bull is used as an offering to God for.In redemption for our sin,
而且也讲到神的仆人是要像有牛一样那样刻苦耐劳谦卑的性情。
It's also a symbol for a humble servant who works hard without complaints.
所以，但愿我们新的一年里面，神让我们的性情有像牛那样成为别人的牺牲。
Let's hope that in the new year that comes that we can have.Live a life just like a bull to have this as in humbleness.
我们能够为别人的罪，我们来代求。
In regard to other people's sins, so we can pray for them.
而且我们也很谦卑的，能够在各样的服事里面学着做神的仆人。
And we can also humble ourselves to serve others.
今年我很重的负担是要来讲重新讲福音这个题目。
This year my burden is to preach on the gospel in a new way.
我自己本人已经讲了两次，说到耶稣基督是劳苦担重担者的福音。
In the last couple of time, I already spoke about the God, Lord Jesus is the Lord of the burden and the Lord of the weary.
我也很感谢神，今天过去的两次也借着赵弟兄和林弟兄，也顺着创世纪来告诉我们什么是福音。
I also thank Brother Zhao and the other one,
Brother Lin,
and Brother Lin, preached on the book of Genesis in regard to Cain and Abel.
我们讲到这个神，他是我们的大祭司，是我们的大君王。也是我们的大先知。
When we talk about our God, Lord Jesus Christ, he's the great high priest, and he is the great prophet, and he's the great king of all kings.
这是讲到他的职分，他成为我们的救主，他所做的。
This is talking about his position for us and what he's done for us.
可是，在他的这个伟大的这个救恩的后面，神的心是怎么样呢？
But behind this great salvation that he has done for us, what is the heart in God.
所以福音不但我们明白神所做的，我们如果能够认识神的心，而且我们能够追随他，那就是我们的福音。
Well, if the gospel is about what he has done, and then is what we need to learn about this gospel.
That's fine. Okay. 我们现在先来想想看一个旧约中另外有一幅的图画。
Let's think of another picture from this Old Testament.
那就是挪亚的图画。
And that's the Noah.
我们可以想象，如果你像你现在你跟挪亚一样，你是被关在一个方舟的里面。
Think of us as locked inside the ark of Noah.
外面已经下了，天上已经昼夜下了四十天的雨。
Outside it's been rain, outpouring of rain for about 40 days.
今天我被困在一个大的木头里头，一直在那里漂流，到底什么时候是靠岸的时候？
And today we are locked inside this big ark, and floating on the water.We would think, when will be the time?
如果挪亚他爬到方舟的那个窗户上面的时候，他看根本看不到陆地。
When Noah climbed up to the window, he cannot see the land.
因为所有的光只能够从那个方舟上面的那个窗户照下来。
Because all the light that can come in is through the window.
他抬起头来看到的就是那个一直下一直下的倾盆大雨。
And all he can see is the outpouring of the rain from heaven.
什么时候会停止？
When is it going to stop?
从来没有一个人像挪亚经历过这样的情况。
There's no one in history had ever experienced such a thing like Noah did.
他好像还记得有一对一对的动物他们照着次序进到方舟里面。
He could remember a pairs of animals entering into the ark.
突然之间，神把那个方舟的门关起来了。
Suddenly, God closed shut the door of the ark.
就在那一刹那，天崩地裂，天上地下涌出了大水。
Right at that moment, the floodgates of heaven and earth opened.
曾经讥笑他。盖方舟的那些邻居们突然都变成了哀嚎。
Those people, those neighbors of his who has been mocking in him have now become a wailing for them.
他的亲戚、朋友、邻居一转眼之间都不见了。
His neighbor, his relatives all of a sudden is gone.
方舟里面只有八个人。
In the ark, there's eight people.
还有的就是成千上万的野兽。
And thousands of animals.
还有好多的种子带着要种地的东西
and plant seeds.
到底这些东西要用来做什么？
What are they going to do about it?
而且被困在整个密闭的方舟里面，那个空气实在是受不了。
And even the air inside the ark is unbearable.
当挪亚回想到以前的日子的时候，
When Noah thinks back to the days, the old days,
好像做噩梦一样。
It's like a dream. It's a terrible dream.
因为在这方舟被关以前，那个地上充满了强暴。
Because before the ark was closed, the earth was filled with wickedness.
所有的人类所思想的就是天天的吃喝淫乱。
All they have been thinking about eat, drink, and lusting.
那样的一个世界，今天被水淹没了。
That world has been covered by the flood.
以后的天地会是什么样的呢？
What's going to be like in the future, heaven and earth?
整个所有在方舟里面的人跟动物跟种子又要做什么呢？
What are we going to do with all these animals and all these plants and even ourselves?
虽然在希伯来书里面给挪亚下了这样的一个定论，
Even though in the book of Hebrew, God have gave this, gave this great faith.To Noah.
他说挪亚因着信进门的神的指示他那个未见的事情。
He said, in Hebrew, he said, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen,
他动了敬畏的心就预备了一只方舟。
In holy fear, built an ark to save his family.
使他全家得救。
To save his family.
因此就定了那世代的罪，自己也承受了那从信而来的义。
By his faith, he condemned the world and became hear of the righteousness that comes by faith.
挪亚是个信心的伟人。
Noah is a man of faith.
可是在这个时候，我们相信挪亚有时候也软弱无助了。
But now we also believe that Noah has also this weakness can be revealed.
他不知道前途在哪里。
He doesn't know what his future is.
他孤孤单单的，只有一家人在方舟里头。
They're lonely in this ark.
可是我们感谢神，就在这个时候，圣经向我们启示了神的心。
But we thank God as right at the moment God revealed Himself again.
在创世纪第八章第一节到第三节里这样说的。
In Genesis chapter 8, verse 1 to 3.
他说神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切走兽牲畜。
God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark.
神纪念挪亚和方舟里面的一切走兽牲畜。
God remembers the wild animals and the livestock that were in it.
神纪念。
God remembers.
神没有忘记。
God never forget them.
神叫风吹地，水势渐落，所有的雨就停了，地上的水渐退。过了150天，水就消了。
And he sent a wind over the earth, and the water received after 150 days.
方舟终于停靠在山上。
And the ark finally rested on the mountain.
当挪亚在彷徨无助的时候，神顾念他。
When Noah has nothing to rely on, God remember him.
神没有忘记挪亚。
God never forget him.
虽然挪亚曾经是个信心的伟人。
Even though Noah is a man of great faith.
可是在他的生活里面，他也有软弱的时候。
But he has weaknesses.
神没有忘记他。
God didn't forget him.
神纪念他。
God remember him.
事实上，神不只纪念一个有信心的人。
In reality, God don't just remember a man of faith.
神也纪念所有向他心存诚实的人。
God remembers all those who come to him faithfully.
许多人对神的性情无所不知、无所不在的大能，我们可以接受。
People can accept a God that is everywhere, a God that is capable of anything.
可是我们对于旧约里面，我们读到说神的一些的对的那些罪，有一些犯罪的人的刑罚，我们却不能够体会。
But when we look at God in the Old Testament, we cannot accept a God who is merciful.
我们想到旧约的时候，我们很难想象说神是一个慈爱的神。
We cannot think of him as a loving and kind God.
因为我们看到他叫他的百姓要把那些迦南族的人、那些淫乱败坏的人要除尽。
Because what we see in the Old Testament, he asked to slaughter all the Canaanites and all the wicked people that's not the Israelites.
但是事实上，旧约里面提到有关于神的怜悯。
But in the Old Testament, God in the Scripture, in regard to mercy of God,
提到他的恩慈，提到他呼叫罪人悔改。
In regard to repentance,
他不喜欢恶人灭亡的经文远超过新约所提到的。
In his distress of the perishing sinners,
在耶稣基督那个救道成肉身的那个救恩的后面
，in this great salvation of Jesus who became flesh,
是神的心。
Behind him is the heart of God.
神在旧约里面，神用着神顾念、神纪念、神不忘记这样的字。
In the scripture, God uses the phrase, God remember in various forms.
用这些相同的来形容神的慈爱、神的心的字超过了200次。
To describe the mercy of God is more than 200 times.
今天我要借着神纪念这个字来看神的心。
Today we're going to use the phrase, God remember to look into the heart of God.
但愿我们能够借着这样的查考，我们能够明白 福音中的恩典。
By this, we're hoping to understand the grace of the gospel.
第一个我要提到的是神纪念受屈的人。
God remembers the tears of the afflicted.
神纪念受屈的人。
God remembers them.
当在诗篇九章十二节里面说，他纪念受屈的人，不忘记困苦人的眼泪。
He remembers the afflicted. He doesn't forget the tears of the afflicted.
多少次的时候，大卫在困苦流离的时候，他说：“神啊，求你将我的眼泪装在皮带里面。”
Many times David has called out to God, "Let the tears to be in your raiment."
所以我的眼泪，你都记在你的册子上。
Let my tears to be recorded in your scroll.
而且诗篇里面作者说，他思念我们不过是尘土。
He remembers us as a dust.
他记得我们。
He remembers us.
当彼得他软弱，他在人的面前不敢认耶稣的时候
，When Peter was in his weakness, he didn't accept God.
神纪念他的心
，But God still remembered his heart.
所以当耶稣向着这些门徒们，在向着这个妇女们显现的时候，他就告诉他们说
：“So when God revealed Himself to this ladies of Gaza，
他就告诉这些妇女说：你们要去告诉门徒，还有彼得关于我复活的事情。
He said you have to go to tell Peter and all his disciples。
所以我们看到神他纪念。”一个心里面心存诚实的人。
So from this we can see that God remembers those who come to Him truthfully.
在旧约的圣经里面，我们也看到有好多的地方用到“神纪念”这个字。
In the Bible, we can see many places God used the phrase "God remember."
他说：“神纪念哈拿的祷告。”
God remember Hannah.
哈拿是谁呢？
Who is Hannah?
Hannah 是撒母耳的母亲。
Hannah is the mother of Samuel.
当她的母亲不能生育的时候，她在神面前痛痛的哀哭。
When Hannah was barren, she was crying in front of God.
神纪念她的眼泪。
God remembers her tears.
神今天仍然纪念信心软弱的人。
God remembers those who are weak in faith.
在你我的身上有没有这样的经历？
Do you see the similar experience in our experience?
当我们为着神有一个心，在那里为着服侍神、信靠神的时候，
When we dare to want to serve God and trust God,
我们是那样的刚强壮胆，像挪亚当初一样。
We walk in boldness, just like Noah did.
他不管别人的讥笑，他就是一心跟他的全家要侍奉神。
He disregarded the mockery of the people.
可是我们也相信，当挪亚被关在方舟里面，经过那么长久的漂流，他的信心也有软弱的时候。
But we also know that Noah has his weakness as well when he was locked inside the ark.
在许多的弟兄姊妹身上。
In many of our brothers and sisters,
可能今天你正遭遇到一切的痛苦。
Maybe we are experiencing some hardship.
你可能在想说，神啊，你在哪里
？We might say, God, where are you?
到底我的这个病能不能得医治
？Are you going to heal my sickness?
你要记得，圣经说神纪念。
We have to remember that God remembers.
他纪念。我们对他有的信心。
He remembers our trust in him.
他纪念我们软弱所流的眼泪。
He remembers in our weakness of our tears.
这是福音。
That's the gospel.
神没有高高在上，一直认为我们是一直是一个永远不会跌倒的人。
He didn't stand up high and thinking that we will not fall.
彼得跌倒了好多次。
Peter fell many times.
神纪念他的眼泪。
But God remember his tears.
第二方面，我们讲到神纪念义人的祷告。
God remember the prayers of the righteous.
还记得在索多玛、俄摩拉要灭亡的时候
in the destruction of the Sodom and Gomorrah,
神来跟亚伯拉罕商量。
God comes to consult with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就跟着神来求情。
And Abraham prayed to God.
因为他知道他的侄儿住在那个城市里。
Because he remembered Lot was in that city.
他一直跟神讨价还价，从50个人一直讲价到了能不能有10个人。
He pleaded with God to from 50 people to 10 people.
可见在那个城镇里城市里面连一个义人都没有。
But we see that there's no waitress in that city.
虽然罗德圣经后来新约说他是个义人，天天的为罪在那里忧伤。
Even though in the Bible said Lot was wearisome because of his waitress.In his righteousness,
我们都知道圣经里面讲到义人的时候，不是说我这个人的行为有多好。
We know in the Bible when he's talking about righteous, it's not about our deeds, how good we are.
而是神在耶稣基督里面，他看我们好像没有罪的人。
But in Jesus Christ, he sees us as sinless.
因为耶稣基督为我们付上了保险的代价。
Because Jesus paid us.Pay the penalty for our sin.
罗德是个软弱的义人。
Lot is a weak, righteous person.
他想要到那个城市里面去改变那个社会。
He wanted to change the world in Sodom.
结果不知不觉中，他整个的价值观、他的行为都被那个社会同化了。
But in so doing, he civilized himself into the world.
可是神纪念亚伯拉罕的祷告。
But God remembered the prayer of Abraham.
圣经说神纪念亚伯拉罕，因此他就拯救了罗德从那个被灭的城市里面出来。
The Bible said God remembered the prayer of Abraham, so he delivered Lot from the city.
不是罗德有什么好。
It's not because Lot is any good.
而是神纪念义人亚伯拉罕的祷告。
Rather, is God remembered the prayer of Abraham, the righteous one.
在圣经里面也记载到，当彼得他被差，他到哥尼流家里面看到异象的时候
，The Bible also recorded that when God sends Peter into Cornelius to see the vision，
那个时候神定义要拯救这些外邦人。
At that time, God determined to deliver the Gentiles。
他向彼得启示了这些外邦人都要蒙恩典的异象。
He revealed to Peter of his salvation for the Gentiles.
这个哥尼流这个人是个义人。
Cornelius is a righteous.
所以当神告诉他，也向他说话的时候说，你的祷告都已经到神面前蒙纪念了。
So God tells Cornelius, your prayer has come to me. I have heard you.
我们的祷告，我们为着我们所爱的人的祷告。神仍然纪念。
So the prayer we pray in love, God remembers.
在启示录里面讲到说，圣徒的祷告好像金香炉的香，一直到达神的面前。
In the Revelation, the prayer of the saints are like the incense of the gold bowl into God's throne.
所以义人的祷告，神必定纪念。
So the prayer of the righteous, God remembers.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都是蒙恩得救的。的义人
Brother and sister, we are all by the grace of God that we are righteous.
虽然我们是个罪人，蒙恩的罪人，可是我们也是一个蒙恩的义人。
Even though we are sinner, but we are righteous in Him.
我们的祷告在神面前蒙纪念。
Our prayer are remembered by God.
我不知道你为着一些事情，或者为着一些家人，你所亲爱的同工的祷告，你有没有灰心的时候？
Not sure if you have any disappointment in some of the prayers that from our family, from our brothers and sisters.
神告诉我们说，我们的祷告像香炉的香一样到达神的面前。
But God tells us that our prayer are like incense to Him.
已经蒙神纪念了。
It's remembered by Him.
这是福音。
That's the gospel.
我们的祷告不是打空气。
Our prayer doesn't just go into the air.
我们可以来到神的面前，把我们心中所想要的、所为人代求的事项带到神的面前。
We can come to God and bring all our witnesses into all our prayers into God.
你为你的儿女担心吗？
Are we worried about our daughters?
你为你的配偶是不是的得救？你在那里天天的祷告。
Are we praying for for the salvation of spouse?
你为你的父母的难处祷告吗？
Are we praying for the difficulties of our parents?
神纪念义人的祷告。
God remembers the prayer of the righteous.
第三方面，神纪念他自己的约。
God remembers his covenants.
神纪念他自己的约。
God remember his covenant.
当挪亚在方舟里面洪水退去了以后，
When the water receded,
就跟挪亚立了一个约，他要把彩虹放在天上。
God established a covenant with Noah, and by so doing, he established as a rainbow in the air.
他说，不论在什么时候你看到了那个彩虹的时候，你就知道我不再灭这些有血有肉的物了。
Anytime you see the rainbow, I will remember that I have set this covenant with you that I will not destroy all the living creatures of this world by the flood.
神自己来跟人立约。
God established the covenant himself with men.
他不忘记他的约。
He doesn't forget his covenants.
一直到了，我们知道在历史里面，我们看到了，当以色列人到了埃及四百多年以后，
even after the Israelites were in Egypt for 400 years,
他们在那里受苦做奴隶，
they were there hard laboring as a slaver.
圣经清楚的记载说，当他们的哀声、他们的祷告达到了神的面前，
when their crying had reached the throne of God,
神就纪念他跟亚伯拉罕、跟以撒、跟雅各所立的约。
God remember his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
在四百多年前，神就向亚伯拉罕启示。
400 years before, God revealed himself to Abraham.
他告诉亚伯拉罕说，你的后代子孙要被带到埃及去。
He told Abraham that your descendants will be sent to Egypt.
他们在那里受苦做奴隶。
They will be slaves there.
可是等到在当地的迦南地的人的恶贯满盈的时候，我要把他们从埃及地拯救出来。
But when the fullness of sin is taken place in Canaan, I will deliver the Israelites.
所以当这些以色列的百姓在埃及四百多年，可能他们对神的应许都已经忘记了。
So after 400 years, the Israelites may have forgotten the covenant that God had with Abraham.
可是神告诉摩西说，他们的哀声我都听到了。
But God told Moses, their wailing, their crying, I heard.
我要纪念我跟你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕所立的约。
I remember the covenant I set with Abraham.
神自己讲的话要存到永远。
The word that he speak will last forever.
他纪念他自己的约。
He remembers his own covenants.
神不会因为人的软弱而背弃他的约。
God will not forsake his covenant because of weaknesses.
仍然纪念他的约。
He will remember.
我们有时候当我们跟人立约的时候，我们因着别人不守约，我们说我们也不守约。
Many times we make covenant with our friends and brothers, and because they're breaking it, so we are breaking it.
可是感谢主，我们的神不会这样。
But that's not the way with God.
除非我们行在神的道路以外。
Unless we live outside the way of God.
因为神的约就是告诉我们说，我们若行在正路上面。
Because God told us if we walk in His ways,
我们在正路里面就要蒙恩典。
Only in a righteous way that we will be blessed.
什么时候我们离开了正路？
Anytime we walk unrighteously.
我们自己拣选那个要灭亡的路。
We are picking the road to destruction.
我们就没有办法来得到神在约里面所应许的祝福。
We will not receive the blessing from the covenant that God gave us.
感谢神，他是一个不改变的神。
Thank you that God is a God that never changes.
他的法则已经立定得很清楚。
His deeds are set.
我们可以信告他，因为他纪念他的约。
We can trust him because he remembers his covenants.
第四方面，我们讲到神纪念为我们为着爱所做的。
And number four, God remembers what we have done in love.
他纪念，他知道我们所做的，我们的奉献是什么。
He knows what we have done for him. He knows what we offer him.
所以我们刚刚讲到，当那个哥尼流，他神向他显现的说，你的祷告，你的周济穷人的这些事情，我都知道了。
That's why when he talked to Cornelius, he told him, what you have given to the poor, all your prayers, I all receive.
当那个玛利亚，她那个女人，她跪在神的脚前，她打破了那个玉瓶的香膏的时候
，When Maria kneeled down before Christ, he broke the jar of the perfume.
许多的人在那里讥笑她说，她为什么这么浪费，把这个香膏摆在一个用在一个人的身上。
Many people watching, they were mocking at her, saying, "Why is she wasting?" So much of perfume.
这些香膏拿来做好事，不是更好吗？
If we use this perfume for good, it wouldn't be even better.
可是圣经告诉我们说，耶稣亲自的告诉他们说，无论普天下在什么地方传这个福音，都要诉说这个女人所做的，作为一个纪念。
But Jesus said, wherever the gospel being preached, the whole world has to preach about this lady, Maria.
所以什么时候我们出于对着神那个真诚的爱心所做的，神要纪念。
So whenever we offer to God in our truthfulness, God remembers the truthfulness.
我们无论做什么都像是给神做的，不是给人做的。
Whatever we do it for God, not for men.
不是做给人看的。
We not do it to praise the man, for the praise of man.
因为我们为着神做的，必从神那里得到赏赐。
Whatever we done for God, we will receive the reward from God.
因为神不忘记。
For God doesn't forget.
神必纪念。
God remember.
所以在这里我们要提到，要提醒弟兄姊妹，我们要小心。
So here we have to be careful.
因为我们如果把善事行在人的面前，
if we walk in goodness in front of people,
我们故意叫他们看见。
We want to make ourselves known to them.
所以我们可以得到人的称赞。
So we can receive the praise of man.
神说这样的事情我不再纪念了。
God said, this kind of things I do not remember.
很多时候我们出于自己的私心。
A lot of time we do our own motives.
我们这样的服事。
Our own service.
我们为了达成自己某一方面的目的。
To fulfill our own purpose.
我们甚至窃取神的荣耀。
We steal the glory of God.
我们盼望人称赞我们。
We hoping the men praise us.
我们希望得到人的肯定。
We hoping for their approval.
但这样的侍奉，神圣经里很告诉我们说，这样的侍奉神不纪念。
God said this kind of service God doesn't remember.
因为你已经得到人的称赞。
Because you already received your reward, that's the praise of the man.
所以有一天，有许多的人来到神的宝座面前。
That's why one day many people come to the throne of God.
他说：“主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，不是奉你的名赶鬼吗
？”He said, "Lord, Lord, in your name we driven out of demons. In your name we preached your gospel."
神说：“我不认识你们。”
But God said, "I don't know you."
你们做的在我的册子上根本没有记载。
In my book, all the things that you have done is not recorded.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神他纪念许多的人的许多的软弱。
So, brother and sister, God recall all the weaknesses.
可是神他也不纪念我们出于自己心里面私心的一些服事。
But God doesn't record the things that are done out of our own purpose.
只有出于爱的奉献，才不是草木可歇的工程。
Only those things that are done in love, they are not services that are of straw, hay, and wood.
求神怜悯我们，让我们真的是知道神的心。
May God has grace on us that let us know the heart of God.
他是一心要赐福给我们的神。
He's a God that just want to bless us.
他纪念我们的软弱。
He remembers our weaknesses.
他纪念我们的祷告。
He remembers our prayer.
他纪念他自己的约。
He remembers his covenant.
他也纪念我们在爱心里面所为他所做的。
He remembers whatever we have done in love for him.
第五点
Number five.
神他却有一些事情他不纪念。
There are things that he doesn't remember.
我们刚刚都讲到神纪念的。
What we just talk about is what he remembers.
我们已经讲到了一点，神不纪念我们出于自己的私心的奉献。
We also talk a little bit about what God doesn't remember in terms of what we've done in our own will.
神也不纪念我们窃取他荣耀的侍奉。
God doesn't remember things that we've done in stealing his glory.
现在我要讲一个神不纪念的好消息。
Now let me talk about a little bit the good news that of what God doesn't remember.
就是神不纪念已经被赦免的罪。
God doesn't remember things and sins that have been forgiven.
你想他有这么好的记忆力，他能够纪念一人的软弱，一人的眼泪。可是这里说，他忘记了已经被赦免的罪。
See, God has a perfect memory. He remembers all the weaknesses of man, but God said here, I don't.Remember any forgiven sins.
在以西结书十八章里面这样的说的
Ezekiel 18:21.
我们用中文好不好？我们来读一读这上面的这些字。我们先用中文来读。来，恶人若回头离开所做的一切罪恶，谨守我一切的律例，行正直与合理的事。他所犯的一切罪恶不被纪念，因所行的义他必存活。我们请英文的一起来 Jim 带着一起来读。
But if a wicked man turns away from all the sins he has committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die. None of the offenses he has committedwill be remembered against him. Because of the righteous things he has done, he will live.
神在这里稀奇说到他有一个不能够记住的东西。
God said there's something that he doesn't remember.
他说我如果所有被已经回转赦免过的罪，我没有办法再记他。
He said anything that's been forgiven, I just can't remember them.
这是不是很稀奇的一件事情？
This is a very amazing thing of God.
所以怪不得大卫说能够得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的这个人是有福的。
No wonder David said, "Whoever blesses those who have been forgiven of their transgressions."
弟兄姊妹，这是一个福音呐、
啊。Brother, sister, this is a gospel.
我们犯了多少的罪
？How much sin we have sinned?
我们在心思上面。
In our thoughts,
我们在行为上面
；In our deeds,
我们跟人际关系方面
；In our relationships,
我们犯了许多的罪
；We sin.
可是神说，只要我们这些罪来到他的面前，认罪蒙赦免了以后
，But God said, as long as we bring this into Him to repent,
他不再纪念
；He doesn't remember any of them.
在他册子上找不到了
；In his scroll, He doesn't find them.
因为耶稣基督的宝血已经遮盖了这些罪。
Because the blood of Jesus had blocked them out.
但是神却纪念我们没有悔改、没有被赦免的罪。
But God remembers the sin that we have not repented and the sin we have not forgiven.
所以，如果我们明明知道有许多的罪，我们却仍然在这个罪恶里头，我们不赦免、不悔改，没有蒙到赦免。
So if you continue walking in sin, knowing the sin that we have not repented of and not forgiven of.
神说有一天我一定要追讨。
God said, I have to make you repay for it.
所以就像当神对着以色列百姓在何西阿书里面这样说，以法莲深深的败坏。
That's why in the Gospel, Hosea Ephraim have sunk deep into corruption.
他说耶和华必纪念他们的罪孽。
Because God will remember their sin.
而且要追讨他们的罪恶。
Will punish them for their sins.
所以我们看到什么是福音呢？
So we see what is the gospel.
我们认识神的心。
We know the heart of God.
在神要赦免的背后，他纪念人的眼泪。
In the forgiven, if forgiven of God, God remembers our tears.
他纪念我们的软弱。
He remembers our weaknesses.
他纪念义人的祷告。
He remembers the prayer of the righteous.
他纪念我们在爱心里面为着他所做的。
He remembers what we have done in love for him.
他纪念他自己的约。
He remembers his own covenants.
他不纪念已经悔改蒙赦免的罪。
He doesn't remember any sin that's forgiven and repented of.
他却仍然记住，一直记住那些没有悔改、没有蒙赦免的罪。
But he continues to remember those unforgiven and unrepented sin.
这里讲到神的公义。
This is the righteous of God.
神的爱不是完全没有原则的爱。
God's love is not a love without principles.
所以你今天看到今天世界上有许多不公义，有许多实在是令人伤痛的事情。
That's why we see the world is full of injustice.
将来有审判的台。
And tomorrow there will be a judgment day.
因为有审判，这才叫做福音。
Because with judgment, that is gospel.
因为所有不公义的事情，有一天都要得到解决。
Anything that's unrighteousness, it will be taken care of in one day.
求神恩待我们，让我们明白神的心是什么样的一个心。
May God help us to help us understand the heart of God.
我们是不是能够在这个神的心里面真正得到那个福音的好处
？Are we truly able to do the heart of God? We can receive the blessing of the.From this gospel.
如果我们一直到死的时候，我们都还有那些没有被赦免的罪。
If until the day we die, we still have unrepented sin.
我们的良心里面会有极大的痛苦。
Our conscience will condemn us.
会有极大的控告。
Will condemn us.
因为圣经里面很清楚的告诉我们说，要知道有一天我们的罪，你们的罪要追上你们。
And one day in the Bible, one day the sin will catch up with us.
虽然我们在这里讲到神的福，神那个赦免的恩典。
Even though we talk about the mercy of God, His forgiveness.
可是我们也讲到神的公义，我们所有没有被蒙赦免的罪，有一天要追上我们。
But we also need to talk about the righteousness of God. One day, He has asked us to repay for our sin.
有一个牧师。他 在一个极重的病房里面常常去探望病人。
There's a pastor who always sees the sick people.
他曾经在一个看到一个病人常常在那里很痛苦，而且不跟人讲话。
He once saw a patient who doesn't talk to other people.
他每次去的时候就问这个病人说，我能够为你做什么。
Every time he goes to visit her, he will ask her, what can I do for you?
这个病人每次都很礼貌地告诉他说，不，谢谢你，你不能为我做什么。
But this patient always responded very nicely saying, no, there's nothing you can do for me.
他每次都去问他，他都告诉他，不，谢谢你，你不能为我做什么。
Every time he asks, every time she responds, say, "No, there's nothing you can do for me."
一直到了有一天
，But one day,
这个病人已经准备差不多要过去了。
But this patient is about to die.
他自己也知道他要过去了。
And she knows herself about to die.
所以当这个传道人再到他的面前那天，就抓着机会说，真的我能够为你做什么
？So when this pastor comes to us, ask her once more, "What can I do for you?"
可是这个病人仍然说了前面的那一段话。
But this patient continues to say the same thing.
他说，不，你不能够为我做什么。
No, there's nothing you can do for me.
可是他接着后面讲了一些话。
But he continues. She continues.
他说：“事实上，没有任何人能够为我做什么。”
Because in the world, nobody can do anything for me.
可是牧师，我要请教你。
But pastor, can I ask you a question?
有没有一个人能够让我以前所做的事情变成 undo？
Is there a person in the world that can help me to undo everything that I have done?
他说，我谢谢你不能为我做什么，可是你能不能为我把我以前所做的一些事情能够把它 undo， 不再怎么讲，就没有了，擦掉了。
I know nobody can do anything for me, but is there anyone can just undo everything I have done in my life and wipe them out?Perhaps.
这个病人他不明白，只有耶稣基督能够为他 undo。
This patient doesn't understand that only Jesus can do what she asked for.
我们没有一个人能够，你知道，你能够为一个人做什么事情，其实不是最大的福音。
See, what we can do for a person is not the gospel.
有一个更大的福音是隐藏在那个。如果我能够把你以前所做的罪孽、所做的过犯都把它安度，那个是个福音。
The greatest gospel is a gospel that can undo everything that you have done.
所以当摩西在旷野里面，耶和华向他显现的时候
，So when Moses in the desert, when God revealed to him,
当神告诉他说：“你我们的百姓这些的哀声、哭声，我都听到了。
”So when God told Moses.All the crying of my children, I have heard.
我要下来，我要拯救他们脱离法老的手。
I want to come down to deliver them out of the hands of Pharaoh.
我要带领他们离开埃及地。
I want to take them out of Egypt.
我要把他们带入进入那个牛奶与蜜宽广的地方。
I want to take them into the land that's filled with honey and milk.
因此，我要打发你去见法老。
That's why I send you to see.
把我的百姓从罪恶的世界里面拯救出来。
Take my children out of the sinful world.
神纪念他的约。
God remembers.
纪念他跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
He remembers his covenant he established with Abraham.
到摩西的时代，他借着摩西把这些百姓从埃及那个罪恶的世界领出来。
Until the time Moses, he wanted to deliver his children through Moses.
可是我们要记得，旧约都是一些救恩图画的预表。
But we got to know that all the things that in the Old Testament are the prophetic picture of the salvation of God.
到了时候满足的时候，神把他的独生爱子赐下来。
When the time is full, God sends his beloved Son to the world.
将他的独生子赐给他们。
He gave them the Son.Jesus
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all those who believe him may have eternal life.
神的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这世界上。
Jesus came to this world.
他要为我们做一件一般的人所有的伟人不能做的事情。
He done to us a thing that no one can do.
就是要做那个 undo 的事情。
Is to do the work of undoing.
我们所有的罪孽，我们的过犯，在他的宝血底下都被赦免了。
All our sin, all our wickedness, at once is been forgiven under the blood of Jesus.
我不知道你今天对福音的观念是怎么样。
I don't know what your view is on the gospel.
你认为在2009年。牛年里面，我的股票再回到原来的，是一个福音吗
？Do you think in the year 2009, the year of the bull, the stock will come back as a good news?
那可能是个福音，是个好消息。
It certainly is a good thing.
可是这个好消息可随着时间、随着环境都不稳妥的。
But those good things, they not stabilized in time.
而且你要记住，许多的百万富翁、千万富翁，他们中了大奖以后，他们后面的日子是苦得不得了。
But we also have to know many millionaires after winning the lottery, what is their life like afterward?
许多干儿子、干女儿、什么亲戚、叔叔、伯伯，通通跑出来了。
All the relatives comes out to meet them.
真正的福音乃是我们真的我们的罪蒙到赦免。
A true gospel is our sin be forgiven.
而且在我们软弱的时候，我们知道有位爱我们的神，他纪念我们的眼泪。
In our witness, we know that there is one who remembers our cries.
我们知道我们的服事，我们的名字被记在生命册上。
We know that our service and our name are being recorded in his scroll.
你的回应是什么呢？
What is your response?
所罗门在老年的时候，他这样说的。
Solomon in his old day, that's what he says.
他说：“你当趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到以前。”
Solomon says. 我们看，
传道书没关系。
啊，传道书。OK. Remember your creators in the days of your youth.
就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日还没有临近以前。当纪念造你的主。
Before the days of trouble came and years approached, when you will say, "I will find no pleasure in them."
所以在我们还在有日子的时候，有机会的时候，我们当纪念那造我们的主。
So in the days that we still have a time to live, we remember our Creator.
免得我们有一天站立在审判台前，时间太晚了。
So that it's not too late when we stand in front of the judgment seat.
说在这个农历年的前夕
in this new year,
但愿这个福音你能够认识神的心。
May this gospel help us to learn the heart of God.
我们中间可能我不知道今天有没有第一次或者还没有受洗的慕道朋友。
Before today, here, I'm not sure how many people have not been baptized or believe in the gospel.
可能在你心里面，你没有把握，说我到底我的那些罪怎么办
？But inside your heart, you might think, am I sure that the sins have been forgiven? What am I going to do with them?
虽然那些罪别人没有看到，可是你心里面深深的，常常在那里控告你。
Even though the sins that injure you, people cannot see, but our conscience continue to condemn us.
就像那个病人一样
just like the patients.
每次人家问你说我们能为你做什么
every time, when the pastor asks, "What can I do to you?"
你就说没事，没有，我自己很好
Your response is the same. Nothing you can do for me. I'm very, very well right now.
可是在你心里面的深处你真的盼望有一个盼望
But deep inside your heart there is a hope
你希望有人能够帮你 undo 把那些你的罪孽
You would like someone to undo the sin that you have committed it
好吧我们就要结束今天的信息
Let's close our teaching today
如果你心里面有这样的一个祷告
If in your heart you have this prayer,
你说神啊，我愿意我的罪孽不再被你纪念。
God, I'm willing that my sin no longer be remembered by you.
我但愿我所有的祷告、我的眼泪，还有你的约，都能够在我身上有果效。
I want my tear and your covenant be in you.
我好不好？诚恳地邀请你，你今天在心里面有个接受耶稣基督做你救主的祷告。
May I ask you to pray to accept Jesus in your heart?
因为他是没有忘记我们的神。
Because he's a God doesn't forget us.
他是纪念我们软弱的神。
He remembers our weakness.
请我们低头祷告。好不好？我用。不到一分钟的时间，我在这里发出一个邀请。
In no less than one minute, I would like to invite people.
如果你心里面
，if in your heart,
你真的 求主不再纪念那些罪孽。
You truly want a God, no longer remember your sin.
像我们一样，我们曾经都是一个很大的罪人。
Just like us, one of us, we once were a great sinner.
可是我们今天我们的罪都蒙赦免了。
But today our sins are forgiven.
你如果也要这样的一个福音
，If you want this kind of gospel,
好不好？你轻轻的你自己跟神有一个祷告。
How about you pray to God in yourself?
而且你等一下到慕道班的时候，你可以跟我们的同工要求他们为你祷告。
You can come to the seekers class later and ask us one of us to help you to pray.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
To receive Jesus Christ as your savior.
来迎接这新的一年。
To receive this new year.
恩典的主，我们现在把每一个心摆在你的脚前。
Our gracious Lord, we put before you the hearts of everyone here.
你纪念我们的眼泪。
You remember our prayer, our tears.
你纪念我们里面为着罪所有的忧伤。
You remember all the wailing of our heart for the sin of ours.
我们感谢你把你的独生爱子赐给我们。
We thank you that you have given